From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian Defense Ministry says a military plane with 93 people on board has crashed into the Black Sea shortly after taking off from the resort town of Sochi today. The Tupolev 154 was headed to an airbase in Syria. A defense ministry spokesman said among the many on board the plane were members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, the Army's official musical group who were flying to Syria to participate in New Year's celebrations. Israel's prime minister has lashed out at President Obama, accusing him of what he called a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said every U.S. president in recent years had agreed not to impose conditions on a peace deal for Israel. But Friday, he said the U.S. broke that agreement by abstaining when the U.N. Security Council passed a resolution calling for an end to settlements on Palestinian land. Mr. Netanyahu said, in complete contrast to that commitment, including an explicit commitment by President Obama himself in 2011, the Obama administration conducted an anti-Israel ambush at the UN. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he has ordered his government to stop funding five UN institutions. European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror at a Christmas market in Berlin, are on high alert today as Christians gather at Europe's churches and cathedrals to celebrate the Christmas holiday. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continue airstrikes in rebel-held areas, with at least five people killed outside of Aleppo. Another eight airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. Syrian army took full control of Aleppo's city last week, but large portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. Pope Francis urging Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those who are caught in war and famine, and those, he said, who are never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged everyone to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully, but must hide in fear and squalor. Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in materialism and commercialization of Christmas.
Quando ci affanniamo per I regali e restiamo insensibili.
The Pope said, when we are concerned for gifts but cold toward those who are marginalized, this is not good. He said such worldliness has taken Christmas hostage and we have to set it free. Pope Francis today delivers his fourth Christmas message since becoming Pope. He will speak to the faithful gathered at St. Peter's Square in Rome. Christians gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. Robert Berger was there.
Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Bethany Walker came from South Africa.
It was very emotional, and there is such an anointing actually on that spot. It's as if you can take that little baby's hand and just receive him and say, welcome in this world.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Teenage blogger from Singapore has applied for political asylum in the United States. After being detained last week at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, his 18-year-old Amos Yee. Rights group Human Rights Watch has called on Washington to recognize Yee's asylum claim, saying Yee had been harassed by the Singapore government on a consistent basis for publicly expressing his views on a number of subjects, including politics and religion, and criticizing Singapore's leaders. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.